Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. Glad you could join us. So last week we had a guest, Echo Dini. That was really entertaining. I hope you guys enjoyed it. How was your weekend? For those that's tuning in, my weekend was pretty good, I would have to say. Went up north, hung out, shot some fireworks, hung out with some family. It's pretty good, man. That's all I can really ask for. Anything else, you know, I'll have to register it. So, yeah, today we're going to talk about just self-confidence, self-esteem, growing. You know, we all grow at our separate times. You know, today's no guest, so I'm just going to freestyle, you know, and just get some stuff off my chest and my heart about, you know, we can't fall for the things that people don't believe in us. You know, people are not going to accept who you portray yourself to be. They're not going to accept some of the confidence that you exude. So you got to be conscious of really putting ourselves around the right people, man, that could help push those positive attributes out of us. You know, a lot of people will stomp on those, so just be conscious of that. That's all I want to really say is be conscious of who you surround yourself with. And to my young teens, young adults, I know your parents going to tell you that. I know you hear that a million times, but it's so true. It's so true. You know, the company you keep will produce some things. So be very careful with whether it's positive or negative, or whether it's inspiring, or whether it's just people spinning their wheels. You know, some people will try to distract you in life. You know, I've had that happen to me in life. You know, I wasn't wise enough to understand it at the moment. You know, growing up younger, just following people around, you know, just trying to be cool and prove myself to individuals, you know, for no apparent reason, just being a teen. You know, we'll find ourselves hoping to impress, hoping to get some clout, you know, or get some type of identity that we're searching for, you know, a search of approval. All of those things are real. It's adults suffer from that today in workplaces, in a lot of environments. It's what it is, you know. It's a lot of conversation about it, but we need more of it, you know, and that's why I'm here, to get those positive outlooks on things that might not look as clear, you know. And it's always a negative tone within us, so we have to fight those battles of even kicking that self-pity out. I have a joke where I tell people I kick self-pity out the house of the Lord. You know, so yeah, don't fondle with self-pity. Don't entertain self-pity. You know, just stay away from it, man. You can always do better. You can always give a better effort. You know, dust yourself off with self-pity. Don't allow that to invade your space and your area. Don't allow anyone to, I'm going to say, to even encourage that, you know, that old pat on the back. Yeah, don't allow it, man. Be thankful for the person that's trying to give you the advice or trying to coach you through this time in life, but don't let nobody ever let you lean on self-pity too much. You know, dust yourself off. You know, you're a fighter. We have a fighting spirit within us. We just have to find that purpose. We have to just dig deep and not waver, you know, and not waver. You gotta find your purpose and not waver. And it's hard not to waver. It's easy not to waver. You know, I wavered so much in my life. I'm in a direction in my life where no one thought it would ever go. I never seen myself sitting here today doing this exact thing right here. I never pictured it. Who knows where this will go? But only thing I do know is that I'm giving a better effort to do more positive, to talk more positive, to think more positive, and push more positive. If you run into me, you're probably gonna hear something about some positivity, some self-encouragement, and how to make some money. You know, whether it's real estate, you know, so many things to do now on the computer, these phones, so much technology, man, it's shortening the gap on what we can do in life and how we can provide for ourselves. So be conscious of that. We all have a talent. We all have a talent. Remember that. We all have some purpose. You just got to believe in something within you and find that niche of how can I exude this? It may not bring money. It may not bring fame, but it will open you up. You will find a direction. You will find a journey. Just follow those threads, you know, one from one positive to the next positive. Don't ever sit around with negative thoughts too long. Any people with negative vibes, slide right past them, as they would say in the urban hood. Curve them. Curve that energy. Don't let it even get to you, man. Curve it. People come with it. I've seen it. I've dealt with it. I deal with it now, today, and I have to curve it. You know, I don't let it attach to me. I shine my energy harder, you know, or I put myself in a higher mood. But I always try to dominate that negative and that positive, you know. With you know, if I go to a friend, say, and they're feeling down, you know, and they just really down on themselves, you know, I'll help that friend, or I'll talk to him, or I'll talk to her about some solutions on how to handle the situation. I get some input on trying to encourage the person to, you know, not dwell in it and just push through. But I rarely try to sit there and just tell them that what they want to hear, basically. We all know what that is. Some don't, some do. But, you know, never just sit there and pamper them with that, man. Force them to get up. Encourage them to stand up for themselves. Encourage them to fight for their lives. Excuse me. Encourage them to fight for happiness. Because if you're not happy, no one's happy, really. You know, how can you be happy for someone else when you're not happy for yourself? And that's a real thing. You know, I've experienced that. You know, I had a lot of fun in life, but I really wasn't happy. You know, I experienced a lot, you know, had a lot of things, you know, some ups and downs, peaks and valleys in my life. It was a real roller coaster, and it still is, still riding, but it's going higher, a mountainside. So, you know, just to say that we can come from anything, we can overcome anything. Just understand that part. We can overcome anything. It's like that Rocky. We can overcome anything, all obstacles. But it starts with that happiness within you. It starts with that direction with you. No one else can tell you your purpose. No one else can give you encouragement on your purpose. Some people give you an idea of maybe where you want to go in life, but it all ends with that person, with the self. And that's what I realized, you know. I was a tag along friend, just tagging along, you know, where are we going? We're just tagging along. And then I just found direction. You know, I had to leave the state just to even find my own direction. That's how much of a rut we can get caught in, you know, just with just being loyal to friends, family, you know. But you first have to be loyal to yourself. Let's get that clear. Loyalty starts with self, I believe. If you're not loyal to yourself, you're not gonna make the right decisions, you know. Don't worry about the fitting in. Just be loyal to self, and people fit around you. That's the biggest thing to that. People will fit themselves around you once you find that energy and that toughness to say, nah, I'm gonna do my own thing. Cause it's rough out there for kids and people, man. You know, people could be real overly aggressive about their negatives, man. About, you know, they may want you to do something negative. You know, they may just want you to ride with a negative opinion on somebody else. You know, just throwing shade. You know, hate. You know, it's just a lot of little things. Now it's the norm to be catty. It's the norm to be, you know, going at somebody all the time. You know. I think that's the norm now. What they say, be nice for what? Sounds cute, but you gotta be nice. Can't run around with that attitude forever. And I know it's just a phrase, so don't take it serious. But in the end, focus on that self-determination, self-love, self-happiness. Everything starts with me, myself, and I. like the old group. Shout out to De La Soul, one of my favorite groups, along with Tribe Called Quest and a bunch of other artists. But yeah, that's a good one. So keep the energy high. Keep your mind stay high. Listen to motivational speakers. Meditate. Practice your breathing. I come from a culture where things like yoga is it's frowned upon. You know, that's just our culture, so they say, you know. So, but stretching and yoga does help. I've experienced, and I do yoga, and it helped me in a lot of ways. I lost a lot of weight, for those that don't know. I was always a heavier set kid. Always gonna have a lot of weight on me, top heavy. And once I started finding myself and started believing more in just myself and not the crowd, you know, when you go away, you have to do that. Yeah, ain't nobody but you in the ring. And there was nobody but me. I had some supporters on the outside, but I had to win those battles myself. And I won them, I overcame, yo. I'm successful. I'm successful in changing my life. So don't let nobody tell you about success. You know, you determine your own success. Nobody's determined success for you. Determine your own success. You've overcame, and you've accomplished more than some people may give you credit for. But at the end of the day, it's your determination of your success. Don't let people make you think it's the other way around, you know, just because they say that's not a big accomplishment, or that's not a something to really be happy about, you know, it's not something major in their eyes. But we got to win our own battles. We got to be our biggest cheerleaders. We have to. I'm my biggest supporter. I'm my biggest cheerleader. You know, I'm rallying for myself all day, every day, and just as well as anybody else. I'm not a person wishing someone else fails and I win. You can't get ahead like that. I listen to a lot of motivational speakers myself, and they always refer to give more than you're giving. So that check may be only so much, but still give that A1 effort at the job, because someone's always watching. You may get that raise. Someone may pull you up and give you a better position. But if you're always just giving that best effort, no matter the pay, don't let the pay be the determining factor about your effort. Your effort should always be your best effort. I had to learn that. I gave some sucky efforts in my life over some things. I've walked out of jobs. Anything you could think of, you know, just being disgruntled about something, you know. But that was just that negative attitude that I had from friends and family, man. That's how contagious it is. You know, we have to protect that. We really do. They say you got to protect that sacred energy, man, you know. So I'll say that run your own race, your own marathon, as Nipsey would say. Shout out to him. You know, I didn't listen to that guy per se growing up. Of course, I didn't listen to him growing up. But as he got on the scene, I heard his name, but I never knew who he was until he really passed and heard his music, man. And he was so influential, man. Like, he was really, like, ahead of his game, man. Like, with the intellect, though, like, the knowledge he was giving out, man, and just the self-independence. You know, he had a lot of self-positives about him, man. You know, you can tell he believed in himself. He found that energy to believe in himself outside of anything else. You know, for you to tell, I seen it, it was like an interview where his brother said he was going to build a computer. I thought that was dope, you know. You know, for him to change the game from an independent artist to selling his own clothing, you know, all of that was unheard of. To win on the side of an artist, you know, only certain few, like Master P or somebody, shout out to him. But yeah, just a real innovative guy, man, you know, and so sad that he had to pass. You know, it's no telling that how much of an influence he really could have been, man, because we ain't always going to rap and do negative. You know, that's the biggest thing about that. You know, I started off as a negative teen, just getting in trouble. And here I am today talking about positivity. Like, you tell me, you know, it's all about finding who you are. And that's what I did, found who I am. I'm here today pushing positive thoughts, positive energy, you know, encouraging others to find that, you know, find that path, you know, get active, get off the couch. That was another thing. I had to stay active. I love being active now. I go around friends, they'd be doing the same thing. Sometimes I do, you know, and I fall and indulge in it, but I can't let it last forever, man. Sometimes I just break away and it's like, yo, I gotta go do some exercise. I gotta go run. I gotta go ride the bikes. I use my nephews and family members for a lot of to keep me active. You know, the kids are always active, so I just will just keep them active. It's keeping myself active, you know. But I don't get in that old rut. That's another thing. Don't fall into the old ruts. Once you accomplish, you know, yourself, and once you know that you can, and you start believing in that fact and start moving in that manner, you're gonna fall back on some things. Don't beat yourself up. Just keep pushing forward. You know, 3 steps back, 6-8 steps forward. You know, it's all in the individual. It's all in the person, you know. So just keep pushing and don't give up. You know, the more you push, a silver lining is coming. Your time is coming, you know. My time is coming, just for everybody. We just got to clear that space of all that rah-rah, you know. You got to really find yourself and get your mind right. Wrap your mind around what you need to do. Wrap your mind around what makes you happy. You know, I even found myself pleasing other people, trying to make them happy before I make myself happy. Like, oh, I'm a real friend because I'm, you know, is that really a friend? You know, you're gonna put this person before you, which is okay. That works. That works. But sometimes, you know, we fall in love with that. We, you know, we the Band-Aid friend, you know. But then you take all that energy from them, and when they go about their day, you're left holding that bag of whatever it is, sorrow, you know, pain. You're holding that bag. They didn't talk it all out to you. Now you're holding that bag. You don't have no one to get it off to, you know. So now that energy is on you. Now you find yourself in a sorrow mood, unless you're strong, mentally strong enough to fight through that and just help people. But I tell you that don't fall in love with that being a Band-Aid friend, I would call it. You know, encourage them to get up off their butt, you know, and fight another day. Give them a hug. All of the above. Do anything you can to uplift them, but don't let them sit in that self-pity. You know, don't be the Band-Aid friend. Just move more on the cautious side of, hey, I'm gonna encourage you to get up, man, and fight for yourself, or make a stand in your life. You know, because some people, it starts with making a stand. I had to make a stand. You can make a stand too. And let me think of another subject I can touch on. It's running a little thin, but I just want to harp on another big thing of not giving in to yourself. That's the biggest one. It's that rocky. Like, before I had to conquer myself, my friends was the easy part to get away from and overcome. But that battle of self, man, like, the flesh is weak. It can be, you know. I had to stop. I quit eating meat. I didn't have to stop, but I quit eating meat. You know, I became a vegetarian. So that taught me some self-discipline. From that, started working out. That helped me develop my body, lose a lot of weight. That was excess weight on me. You know, I had a lot of some would say anxiety. And once I shed all that weight, those things went away, you know. So stay active. Please stay active. Get out, run, throw a frisbee, shoot a ball, you know. throw a pass back and forth, get on a tennis court, anything you can do. Or just do some things around the house, a good stretching around the house, get you a yoga DVD, anything. But just start. You have to start it sometimes. Someone else, you can't wait for people to show up and say, hey, I'm going to help you get there. So what the message is, get yourself there. You know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm getting myself to where I need to be in life. You know, one time I was considered a whiner. That sounds crazy, but I admit, I probably was a whiner. You know, I would whine to ask for things. And that's just, you know, that's something I had to break. That's something I didn't even realize because I was still so immature. You know, so we grow at our own rate. You know, don't let nobody make you feel bad because you're not as farther ahead as you should. But don't let yourself feel too comfortable that you're not progressing and you feel comfortable. Never get comfortable. You know, never be content. You know, you should always have that hunger to give more and want more from yourself, you know. But it's a tricky game because it's all mental. You know, that's the one thing that you really gonna have to challenge is your mind. You're gonna have to challenge it. Your mind to tell you that you're weak when you know you're strong. Your mind to tell you you're hurting when you know you can endure. It's not that bad. You know, it's always mental, 100% mental. Win that mental battle and you overcome everything. You have everything you want. That's what's unfolding for me right now. I don't think I'm lacking. I just need to do more yoga. The more yoga I get in my life, the more I'm a standard, I believe. The more free range I am about where I am in life, you know, my positive energy, my light just shines, you know. And it can shine for you too. You just gotta find that passion, whatever it is. Someone likes to do something. I wish I'd have played soccer growing up. I think that's one of the most awesome sports. Get your kids into soccer, go play soccer, you know. Kick the ball around with the kids, stay active, and you shall have a better attitude because you burn off negative energy. That's the real reason behind the exercise. That's what people do in prison. They burn off that energy in the weight pit. They go out there and pump weights all day, calisthenics, doing everything they can to get that pressure off of them. And it works. It's magnificent. Like, you'll be upset and you go out and pump out some reps and come back in so peaceful. You know, so burning off negative energy starts with being active, exercise. So my people, get out there and exercise. Exercise. Get out there and exercise. Be active. Don't sit in the house. Don't allow the kids to sit in the house. I think we should throw all computers away, all the games, or lock them up for an hour. I say that. Lock them up for an hour. Or however you choose to, because we got to grab them back. These gadgets have them. You know, they lost their ambition, you know. And that's what technology can do for you. It's so helpful, but it's also so lackadaisical. You can get lulled away. You can really find yourself wasting a lot of valuable time. We don't get that time back. Kids don't realize that. Some adults don't realize that. Took me a minute to realize that. But just got to start somewhere. So the message for today is start somewhere. Start now. You know, I'm on my Now I Begin campaign. So, you know, you got to start. Now I begin to fight for me. I fought a lot of other people battles. I was one of those friends too. I would beat people up for my friend. You know, and sometimes take the, you know, just the back route, you know what I'm saying? So I would say the sucker route, or, you know, I picked my battles growing up, you know, but when it was family or friend, man, I would beat a guy up, man, you know, or help get him off of him or whatever, but that's sucker stuff right there. Worry about yourself. So tell people today, worry about yourself. Focus on yourself. You could be the good friend without help beating nobody up. You could be the good friend without fighting nobody's battle, you know? You don't have to be that friend, you know? And like I say, that comes with maturity, man. I see that happen today, though, as adults. Some adults are like that, you know? We stuck in a rut, you know? As long as we're not allowing our minds to grow, you're gonna be stuck in a rut. You always gotta get up out that rut. Don't stay in those situations. And growing up in the inner city, it's hard to escape those situations. It really is, you know. You come out your house, gotta have a face on. You gotta put a face on just to get to the store. Can't come out the house skipping and whistling. It's just not gonna happen. Before you get to the two blocks, at least three, you're gonna get some type of energy coming at you, and it ain't gonna be your energy of whistling and skipping. And nothing's wrong with that. But just know, you may have to stop a bully from bullying you, you know. So in those inner cities, we put that mask on, man. We kind of put that demeanor on when you go around certain areas. And then in turn, when you become an adult, you still got that demeanor on to somebody that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. He's just another man. But you still got that demeanor against a man that from boyhood stuff that didn't put in your head, you know. So gotta be really watch that, you know. Watch how you carry those same behaviors into an adult, you know. Gotta shed a lot of things, you know. I see a lot of grown adults, grown kids, kid adults, I would call them, you know. I was one of those people too. I am too sometimes, you know, but there's a place and time for everything. I'm not stuck. I encourage everyone to either get a belt, pull your pants up, wear some real nice clothes, you know. If you're 40 or over 50, it's okay to wear some of the stuff, but you really need to have some suits, some nice clothes. Your kid loves that. Your son, he don't need you to look like him all the time. Someone should look like the adult. Someone should gain the respect of the adult. If me and my son, I had to tell my son that. I don't know if he really understood it, but I had to tell him, like, if I go on Jordans, you have on Jordans, and we have similar outfits on, you know, that's cool, but at some points I can't dress like that all the time. I have to carry on my role as the dad, because I'm not the friend, I'm the dad. It's okay to do things together and dress alike sometimes, and, you know, dress young with them to fit in and blend in. But you have to put that staple on that I'm the dad, man. I dress like the father. I gain the respect. I'm the breadwinner, I'm the provider, you know. My image is what holds this family together, you know. And if your father running around with an image of a boy, y'all gonna get the boy results for the family. Not always true, but it seems like it could be that. So get some adult clothes, some adult shoes, you know, dress up, you know, help yourself, you know, be the father, be the better image, you know. And I hope I don't offend nobody with that. It's all in humor, you know. Like I say, I like shoes and clothes just like anybody else, man. I like to get fresh as anybody else. But, you know, take on that adult role, man, or that parent, man. Dress like a parent, man, you know. Go to some events. Just change it up. Let's be men, you know. That's why I started this show, Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim, because that uncle and the auntie aspect is really missing out of community. You know, a lot of things play part in it. You know, we'll talk about that at another later date. But yeah, I feel like that big uncle, big auntie is needed now. You know, most mothers aren't the mother that they should be. Most fathers aren't the fathers that they should be. But we're not blaming nobody. I'm not blaming anybody. You are who you are. You do what you do. But in between that, we got some programs for people and the kids that need that in place, you know, because it's a lot going on. We got younger and younger parents, younger and younger fathers, you know, and these kids don't really have a chance because it's the parent. It ain't the kid, it's the parent. The parent only gonna exude what the father and the mother exude. And if it's what's on most of these TV channels, you know, and it's negative, that's what you're gonna get. It's programming, you know, and riding in the car, listening to that, you know, we creating that energy. So let's be conscious of that. You know, like I say, not offending no one. Please do not take no offense to anything. This is just food for thought to work on. Just take it light. If it apply, let's try to change it. You know, I'm guilty of it too. I've rolled around listening to the wrong songs with the kids in the cars too. You know, I just try to be more conscious of what I play. Also for myself. Because that energy that you give out is the energy that you're going to receive when you turn that block or when you get out and go into that store. People don't look at it that way, but that's really how it comes off, you know. You got an energy as you listen to that music. You're taking on that energy, you know. So if it's rah, 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 you may see some rah, rah, rah between that day, you know. Even if you listen to some Christian music or you listen to country, whatever, any uplifting music, you still may run into that rah, rah, rah. But I guarantee you, you're going to handle it different. You know, you're not going to get that rah, 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 the same energy. You're going to handle it way different. And if you have to defend yourself, I know you will, as you should. But, yeah, be conscious of what we were listening to, you know. Just tone it down, get the clean version, make the clean version for the kids riding around. And I'll do the same. No trying, I'll do the same. But I listen to a lot of old school. My nieces and nephews and anybody around me know I'm throwing on some classics or some good, nice hip hop, not too much cussing. I try to watch that a lot. I'm not just talking, I really try to do exactly what I'm up here talking about, being a better person. Giving a better effort to be a better person for myself and others, you know, giving that effort, you know. So you'll see my growth, you know. We just starting, it's just starting. It's the turning in the page. We're just turning the page to the next chapter in life, and we're gonna write the new journey. Shouts out to the miseducation of Timothy Moore, you know. But with that, I'm gonna close out, and I'll see you guys next time. Repeat, do not take any of this personal. It's only good-hearted conversation. Much love to any and everybody, man. I just want to help everybody be a better person, in turn be myself a better person. Peace.